Attic man will shine. Grateful to be here tonight. Thank you for this committee for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. Welcome to the newcomer. Keep coming back, even if you don't understand shit you hear in here. Keep coming back. You don't gotta use no matter what. One who flew over the cuckoo's nest. I think I landed. Right? When I got here, well, I need to tell you, I got one clean date, I got one sponsor, I've been in one treatment center, and I make one meeting a day. I don't have a relapse on no dope in my story, but in some other areas. See, when I got here, I had one of them ass whoopings where I don't never want to get high no more. In our literature, it says, you never have to use again. Because when I got here, I heard people talking about how they went back out and used and all these relapse stories. And I was like, damn, I got to go back out there? That shit scared the shit out of me. Until one day I heard this lady share that she ain't had no relapse in her story. And if you was new here, you ain't never got to use again. I said, I'm going to follow her. And that's what I did. 23 years later. Right? So if you new here and this your first time in this program, you ain't never got to use again. I don't care how crazy you is, because I crazy than a motherfucker when I got here. Right? I come from a background where I'm one of the kids that was put in the system. See, my mother was an addict. So, they took me from my mother when I was 7, and she didn't give me back until I was 17. So, I started getting molested in my mother's house, right, at the age of about 4 or 5, right? I remember her brother making me suck his penis, and it's so visible to me, right? I remember doing these acts at such a young age that I remember being the victim, but I also remember turning into the volunteer, right? Because I thought that, well, they was giving me money and candy and stuff like that, right? So by the time I got to the state, I already knew how to hustle. Okay? So I went from my mama house to the state to the streets. Right. By the time I got to Narcotics Anonymous, see, let me go to my last using. I was tired. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I ain't heard of Narcotics Anonymous. I ain't seen no bell boys. Y'all talking about y'all be hanging up all on the buses and shit. I ain't hear y'all on the radio because that wasn't the tune I was listening for. I ain't see none of that. Right, I hadn't even never heard of Narcotics Anonymous until I went to treatment, right? And so by the time I got to treatment, and they read, my first encounter with NA was when they let us go to my first outside meeting, and they read, who's an addict? Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm in the right place. I knew I was safe when they read, who's an addict? I said, this is where I'm supposed to be. Right, I got clean at 26. I'll be 50 this year. Right, but I got clean when I was 26 years old. I was young, wild, off the chain. When I got here, all I knew was hustling. That was all I knew. Because the streets, right, the sister in my mama house, she only raised me till I was 7. Went to the state, they had me till I was 17, and the streets took me the rest of the way. See, I wasn't one of them little girls that said, when I grew up, I want to cook, I want to be a teacher, or my parents taught me how to cook. I ain't know nothing about none of that. Because in the system, they do all that shit for you, Right. And when you go in a different, living with different people in their houses, they don't take time out for you for real, for real. So if you got kids in the system, get them. Because even in the system, I still thought about my mom. I said, when I grow up, I want to be like my mama. Because, see, I seen the lifestyle that she lived. So anyway, by the time I got to this program, all I knew was hustling. All I knew was selling pussy. I ain't know nothing about no principles, no values, no morals, none of that. I hadn't even heard of that till I got here. I was like, what the fuck is that? See, when I got here, I thought it was enough money in this bitch for everybody. Shit, he could take care of you and me. Shit, you people, I go, you know, do what I do. So when I got here, right, they said, God damn, she's not going to make it. They had bets on my ass, right? But you need to know, no matter what you do or go through in here, I ain't putting no dope on it, right? Because when I got here, I was like, they said, shine, because you could take this literature and make it say whatever I want it to say, right? And so they said, Sean, you can find whatever you want to find right here. You ain't even got to go back out there. You can get whatever you want right here. You want some tricks? They here. You want to hang out with hoes? They here. I said, shit, where they at? It wasn't hard to find them. You know, so that's who I ran with. My first 9.5 years, it took me 9.5 years to actually start wanting to work the steps. I had to get bagged up into a corner clean. I had to get to the point where you're going to recover or die. Right? I came up in here fighting, because that was all I knew. You know, I had one of them attitudes, protect yourself at all times. I was one of them old tough wannabe gangsters out in the streets. And what I found out is that the street rules don't mix with Narcotics Anonymous rules. But it took me some trials to go through, to get to where I am today, right? I'm not the woman that I want to be, but I'm damn sure not the one I used to be, right? And that's because of the work that I done on me. Because like I told you, when I first got here, I thought it was enough money in here for everybody. I went in my area in Detroit, I sold pussy in the program. I'm talking about I turned right back into that dirty hoe clean. This ain't, dope ain't had nothing to do with this, right? I'm running around, and I ain't even need the money. I had a job. Y'all showed me how to get a job. Y'all helped me fill out my job application. I stayed on that motherfucker because I didn't want to fill out another one. Right? That shit was hard to me because this is the only place I came where I had to start using my brain. You know what I'm saying? Because in the system, I ain't had no interest in school. And we wasn't nowhere long enough where I could get interested in school. Because they moved me so much. You know what I'm saying? So school was out of the question. Right? So for me to get here and start having to use my brain, I was like, look, we're going to do this application. And we're going to fill this out, and I'm going to keep that mug. Whenever I need to go fill out an application, I pull out the one y'all helped me fill out the first time. I'm full of that mug, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like when I came around here, whatever job I got, I stayed on it because I ain't want to fill out no more applications or go nowhere else. And once they showed me how to do the job, I learned how to do it. Because when I got here, you need to know I couldn't read and write. But I could do it today, right? When I got here, y'all told me, if you want to make it, you're going to have to learn how to read this book. I was like, God damn. Well, y'all need to know I can't read. Because, see, you can't get no help if you don't ask for none. A closed mouth can't get fed. And, see, when I got here, I was desperate. I ain't know what to do. They said, Shine, you don't have to understand this program. You don't have to read that book, but what you do have to know is how to follow directions. And the first thing we want you to do is don't put no dope on nothing, no matter what. See, I didn't get clean to come in here and turn into you. Who you see is who you get. I didn't come in here and turn into my sponsor or turn into my friends. I was just shine, right? And shine knew at that time was the streets. And so I came in here, and like I said, I had a job at Coca-Cola. I went from being regular security to being a supervisor, right? And in the program, hanging out with women that like to do what I like to do, because see, if sex was legal in Detroit, I said that'd be my job. Because you don't need a GED to suck a dick. You already know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no GED for none of that. You know, so I was doing all this nonsense in the program and running around selling myself and hanging out with hoes and shit. See, like they was getting more money than me even though I was working. So I said, fuck that, I'm going to work through the week and sell pussy on the weekend. Right? Only to find myself back on the whole stroll for real. Because, see, I like the lifestyle. And y'all already told me if the drugs don't kill you, the lifestyle will. See, my first sponsee was a dancer. And we used to go skating on Sundays. And then we'd go to the after hour after skating. Well, I watch her ass swing off the pole. I'm the only one fucking in there, female in there with clothes on. Right? And so, I got caught up in that lifestyle. I'm talking about this without the dope, right? At this time, I had like 3 years clean, right? And I rode on the lifestyle for a long time. I'm talking about I did some self-inflicted pain to myself that I had to, I didn't even realize what I had done until I did my first fourth step, right? And they say if you do what you always did, you're going to get what you always got. So when the pain outweighed the pleasure, I began to change. Because, see, I had started making enemies around here. And one of my sponsors said, okay, Sean, be careful of the toes that you step on because they might be connected to the ass you got a kiss. The same motherfucker you talking about. It's enough money out here for everybody. Because, see, I was sleeping with, if you was married in this program, I'm the one that went to the table and said, look, if you married, don't fuck with me. Because Narcotics Anonymous is too small for me to be trying to duck and dive somebody in the meeting. Don't hug me. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give your wife a choice. You know I'm sleeping with your husband, right? So if you married, don't mess with me. Right? So I had an encounter with a young man that was married in this program, but him and his wife wasn't together, but it didn't make no difference. They were still married, right? And I ended up sleeping, I was sleeping with him, and she ended up coming up to me, hugging me, and I said, hold on, let me pull you to the side, because you might not want to hug me no more, but I'm going to give you a choice. I'm sleeping with your husband. She said, I know, give me a hug anyway. And we hugged. And I carried on, you know what I'm saying, until I got tired, right? Not knowing that later on down the years, as the years go by, that I would need to go back to her for help. You know, she's my sponsor today. You know, so you have to be careful. Ho, I'm talking to you. Of the encounters that you come across. Because you never know where your help gonna come from. But anyway, I was running ragged in Detroit. It didn't make me no difference. You know, the hole was loose for a long, long time. Right? And one night, I got in a fetal position. Coming off of the whole stroll. Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell y'all this. My experience out there when I went back to the stroll clean was I got hit in the head with a bottle, right, by this white guy. He tried to take his money back. And I grabbed his arm and jumped out the truck, right? Because, see, I had forget. I had forget. I went all the way back. He bust my head. And when I jumped out the car, I was going back around the corner, and I ran into my girl. She like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, this motherfucker didn't hit me in the head. Fuck these niggas out here. I'm going back to Narcotics Anonymous. to go. This shit is over with, Sean. This shit is not for you no more. I ain't have enough shit. I said, well, I'm going back to NA. At least I know them crazy motherfuckers. I'm more safer in there than out here, right? So I had like another 3-4 year run in this program. And one night I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because I said, God, look, I know you didn't get me clean to stay like this. I'm talking about the change was coming. Right? It didn't make no difference how many times my friends were saying, telling me not to do this or not to. It wasn't until I got tired. See, I had to do this for me. Right? And so one night I had got tired. I got in a fetal position. And, you know, this wasn't no kind of feeling I had that soap and water could wash away. I felt like a dirty motherfucker. For real. I couldn't call my sponsor. I had to call on something more powerful and greater than me to help me. See, this kind of hurt was like that hurt when I was crying out for help, when I was walking down the street saying, like, look, God, if you hear me, please help me. Right? This was that kind of crying. And I was in the fetal, I found myself in the fetal position again, clean, without the dope, saying, look, God, I know you didn't bring me this far for me to stay like this. Right? So I had to start doing some work. Right? And I started working on myself, and the change started coming. What I found out is that the closer you get to God, the further your friends go. See, the people that was in my life in the beginning of my recovery ain't in my life today. It's only a couple of them that hung on in there. You know who your friends is when you start to change. The closer you get to God, or the more you start telling to tell the truth on you, the further they'll get. Because see, as long as I get honest, you ain't going to fuck with me because my truth will shine on you. Like they say, birds of a feather flop together. So I was running with them kind of birds, right? But I got tired. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't like being in jail. You know, when I got to this program, and they was talking about One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I was looking, they said, Sean, you know, that's a movie. So I had pulled it up, and I was looking at the movie, right? And the man went to the mental institution. I said, damn, he in the NA meeting. I'm pitching the NA meeting. I said, yeah, I flew over the cuckoo's nest. I just didn't take my medicine. See, now I'm taking the medicine because the medicine for me is the steps. You know, they're talking about some, I hear people talking about that bipolar. I said, shit, everybody in our house now is bipolar. Who's an addict told me that. They said, we at least two people instead of one. I know I'm about 15 by myself. You know? Because I could go from one extreme to another. See, what I learned about not applying them steps in my life is that I'll make some decisions that will kill me clean. See, I survived out there, all that crazy shit that I did out there. It was only through the grace of God that I didn't catch HIV or AIDS or none of that kind of shit, right? And I didn't get clean to catch it either, but what I do know is that when you don't work them steps, Sean, you will make some decisions that will kill you based on your feelings and emotions. Because I went looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm talking about I made a decision to get with a member in the program that was HIV positive and told me he was. And what I know about being in the program is everybody in here with HIV ain't going to give you a choice. Yeah. And what happened was this man was, what'd he say, a tall drink of water. Yeah. He was my flavor. Yeah. Right? And so I was messing with him, I was teasing him, I was chasing him around the means, and I did this in the beginning of my recovery too. He wouldn't fuck with me. Right? But later on down the line, he gave me a chance, and we was at a dance, and we was playing dominoes, and he was like, you want me to put your name on the list? I was like, no, that ain't the bone I want to play with. You know, that slick shit. Yeah. So he said, come on, we finna leave. So he took me to his house, and he sat me down, and he talked to me. He said, Sean, look, I got to tell you something, because I ain't trying to catch no case. He said, I'm HIV positive. He said, this ain't no longer my shit, this your shit. And I was fucked up. But I wasn't fucked up enough to leave. Because I didn't want him to say, damn, she just said, fuck me. I ain't want him to have no ill feelings. I was like, well, I'm not going to leave. That's cool. Let me think about it. Let me get a couple of days to think about it. But I'm going to chill with you tonight. We can just sleep together. We ain't going to do nothing. So I called my sponsor the next day and told my sponsor. She said, Shay, you better listen to him. Don't pass over with a minimum concern. Listen to what he say. But whatever decision you decide to make, I got you. I'm gonna ride with you. She said, but listen to what he's saying. And so my disease thinker said, look, get with him, ride or die, because see, if I'm with you, I'm with you 100%. I ain't want no one of them 50-50 relationships, because what are the other 50% going? You know, I want 100%. So I said, well, I'm gonna get with him. I got with him, and I stayed in that relationship for about 3 or 4 years. And it's only through the grace of God that I didn't come out HIV positive. You know, and that was like, I know God watch over babies and fools, and sometimes I make some foolish decisions. You know what I'm saying? And that was like over 15 years ago. You know, and I'm still clear. Right, so if something happened today, I know where it didn't come from. You know, today I'm not the same person that I was then anyway. You know, today I'm in a, I'm married. I never thought I would get married. That's why I didn't care in the beginning. I was like, shit, I ain't finna never get married around this bitch. Fuck these hoes. Shit, nigga. And then, I wasn't the type of person that, see, you will find some people in here that what you call it? I'm gonna say train you, cause in the end for me, I was getting $5 and $10 for out there. But when I came in here, it was one particular girl that said, "No, Sean, that's a wrap. And I'm gonna show you how to get this money. This what you charge the nigga, cause if you charge him this, he ain't gonna say shit." So you can't come in here charging $50 and $100. Fuck that. They'll share with their friend. Text that nigga $500-$600. He'll shut up. So ho, if you in here, you better text that nigga. But I'm gonna tell you what happened for real, for real. When the change come, it don't feel good. It didn't feel good at all when I had to go in. Right, cause even though all the stuff that I got with all that fast money, I don't have nothing to show for it, nothing. You know what I did learn is that I don't need money to make me feel rich. I like being rich in spirit.
Yeah.
Today I have a working relationship with a power that's greater than me. I ain't trying to fly over the cuckoo's nest. I'm in the building, and I'm taking my medicine, which is the steps, right? And so, dang, I lost my train of thought. He gave me 5 minutes, and, but anyway, I'm not the woman that I want to be, but I'm damn sure ain't the one I used to be. Newcomer, I want to leave you with this. It's only 3 kind of days an addict can have. A good day, a bad day, and a great day. A good day is when you get up clean and you make it back to bed clean. A bad day is when you get up clean and you go use. A great day is when you get up clean and you can go through bullshit after bullshit after bullshit and you still make it to bed clean. Thanks for letting me share.